the other Talmid Chachamim. So the Gemara interprets the pasuk Yagish Rayale. The Gemara learns out from this pasuk the klal of Hamotzim Achaber Olaf Haray. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Lomli Cross, Varahu. Common sense dictates it's like that. Of course, the Tavia has to bring a Rai. The Gemara says, Ella, Kro, the pasuk tells you a different din, Enis Kok, and Ella, Tavia Tchil. Pasuk tells you a different din. So the way the Gemara ends off over here, it sounds for the din of Hamotz Machvel of Harai. So there's a famous Pnei Yeshua, Masechus Gittin, where he thinks that this is only part of the story. Once you get to more Gemaras, you come to the realization that you do need a pasuk. It cannot be that it's a svara. How can it be it's a svara? The Gemara has early on Chav Zayinam and Beis and Bava Basra, Tzadik Beis, and Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel whether he can be Moitzi Momen based on a Rav or not. And we pasuk and then Hoch Momen Achar Rav. You can't be Moitzi Momen because there's a difference between Lahachzik and Lahoitzi. So that's not a svara. If it's a svara, how can you have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, you have a machlok is what the din should be. And then further, the Sheit Mukubetzes in Ksubis, on the Abtez Vavim Beis, the end of the first parak, Reb Shimon Shkop quotes this, and the Shari Yosh, the beginning of Shar Hei, beginning of the second volume, Sheit Mukubetzes quotes the Rashba and the Ramban and the Rosh, all the Rishonim proof in the Gemara that Einoch Mamamad Achar Harayv only applies if the Muchzik is Jewish. If the Muchzik is a Nochri, then you can't be Motzi Mamon based on a Rav. So you see that Einoch Mamad Achar Harayv is a Gzeres HaKosov. It's not a Svar. If it's a Svar, it should apply equally to Yisrael and a Nochri. So you see it's a Gzeres HaKosov. So it must be, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, it must be that this is learned out from a Pasuk. This concept of Muchzok is learned out from a Pasuk. And the pasuk on the goes mibad varim yigashalem goes by Bnei Yisrael by Yom Yisraelim. You don't have such a concept of muchzak by Yom Yisraelim. It'll be a svara to whatever extent the svara will help you. But by Bnei Yisrael, it's a gzeres hakosu. What is the gzeres hakosu? So the Gemara has laid on daf samachtes amar aleph famous machleg zabiechan and reish lokish. In order to be a full bailim on property, is it necessary to have shaloi ubir shusai? Let's say someone stole my automobile, someone stole my behemoth. So Rabbi Yechanan has the din gozab l'nisyashu abaylim, someone stole my automobile and I wasn't siyash yet. So Rabbi Yechanan said, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, shnei meinu l'chaylan hakdisha zelef yishenu shalav zelef yishenu b'shusay. More comes to the maskana that it's really a machlokes hatanoim. In the Mishnah Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni, Machlegs the Tznuim and the other Tanoim, and it's Machlegs Abyechan and Mishlokish, which sheeted from the Tanoim to adopt. So the way we pass like Rabbi Yechanan comes out that to be a full Balaam, you have to have Shaloi Bushusai. Anything that Shaloi is automatically Bushusai, unless it's a Gozab, then it's Yashaban. Someone stole it, then it's Ain Bushusai. Let's say I parked my car in the street. They say I parked it in the street, Ain Bushusai, only if I park it in my garage. No. Anything that Shalei is automatically Bishus. Let's say I leave my talis and tefillin in the yeshiva, in the base medrash. It's not, it doesn't belong to me. So they say the talis and tefillin Shalei, ain't it Bishus? No, it's not stolen. Anything that Shalei is automatically Bishus, unless you have some kind of a hafkor to make it, ain't it Bishus. So to be considered a full Balaam, you have to have Shalei Bishus. It's not enough with Shalei. That's how we pass. So here the Gemara learns out in this pasuk that there's a concept of Bishus. Even though it's not, we don't know whether it's shaloi or not. That's the whole deal. Is it shaloi or not? But if I'm muchzak on it, if it's bishusi, that's how the ktsois. In one place, he doesn't even write that he's giving a definition. Just b'hav lo, he writes a double pasha like that. If the thing is bishusi, so then it's considered. I'm considered the muchzak on it. It's based on the concept that full ownership is shaloi bishusai. So if something is bishusi, it's a partial bailus I have on it. So that's the din that you learn out from the pasuk. There is a kosher by Yisrael, by Jews only. By Nochrim, you don't have such a din. By Bnei Yisrael, the pasuk tells you that there's such a concept as if something is bishusi, and I say it's not mine. Let's say the moitze ha'aveda. I find that aveda in the street. I know it's not mine. I know it belongs to someone else. So that's not bishusi. I admit that it's not mine. If I claim that it's mine, either with a tainus bari or tainus shema. So then it's considered the birshusi. The Prima Gaudim points out in his Psicha Kolelis Torah Chaim that the word chazok appears in the Gemara in six different contexts In every case, it has a totally different meaning. They aren't related to each other. Sometimes people confuse the different kinds of chazakas. You have chazak al chavish and moitzim mitachas yodah dovish and mesukan. Well, Gemara has chazak ein onim pareh toch zman. So in that context, the word chazak means a ruba d'leisa kamon. And sometimes you have a chazak, the whole sugya in the first perik in chulin. The Gemara says, how do you know? We know hamilsa d'arma amon and zil basa chazak. How do you know ishtalav chazak? The Gemara says, when the kohen goes into the bais hamenuga, he sees that it has a shir kigris. Then he walks out and he declares that the bais is tomei. Saraz batim. So the Gemara says, how does he know that it still has a gris? Maybe it shrank, maybe it doesn't have a gris. So the Gemara says, Ishtalav chazoke, you assume that it didn't change. If you don't know one way or the other, you assume status quo. That's a different kind of chazoke. Then karkas niknas b'chazoke is a third kind of chazoke, totally different. Then if I have a house, I have a field, and I was using it for 3 years, then there's a cheskas habatim shalashonim, which has nothing at all to do with kinyah chazoka. It's totally unrelated to kinyah chazoka. It has nothing to do with the other chazokas. Each time the Gemara uses the word chazoka, it's a totally different thing. Well, we're learning about shortam and shoramuad and vestas. The woman is establishing vestas kavua. We're establishing the shor. So the Gemara holds, quotes a machlekes Rebbe, Rab Shimon Gamliel, and Yevamis on Daf Samach Dalet, whether betrayzim they have a chazaka, or betlazim they have a chazaka. How many times does an unusual thing have to repeat itself that you should say that you discern a pattern over here? It has nothing to do with the other chazaka. So this also, this concept of chazaka means if it's bishusi, if the thing is bishusi, whatever is shali is automatically bishusi. So the Gemara has there really three different kinds of chazakas. The one chazaka is it's in my pocket or it's in my house. That's a cheskas tvisa dahashta. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Amud Aleph asks. The lechsa b'shusa the man kaima. Who's muchzakana now? Who's b'shusa is the chayfetz in now? So that even sumchas. That's what Tosis points out. Even sumchas agrees to that cheskas tvisa dahashta. They don't say mamun amuta b'safik cholkin. Then there's a cheskas morakame. Whoever, no one is holding on to the thing right now. Kaima ba'agam, the chef, it's not in anybody's rishus. But it used to be mine. So when it used to be mine, it used to be shaliya b'shusi. Now the question is it still the same as it used to be, or did it change? So that's called what we call cheskas morakame. So that's, the Gemara talks about cheskas morakame. So that's a famous machlokes between the Ktzais HaChoshen and his brother who wrote the Kuntres HaSvekas. So the Kuntres HaSvekas that's printed in the end of the Ktzais, Kuntres HaSvekas of the opinion that that's a Chazaka de Meikor, that that's not a form of Muchzak, that's one of the other six. There's six different usages of the word Chazaka. That's Chazaka Kamaisa, status quo. It used to belong to me, and today we don't know whether the status changed or not. I sold you a machlab paraba chamor, and the chamora was pregnant. So the uber used to belong to the same person who owned the chamora. And now we don't know whether he sold the chamora to the other person before he gave birth, so the uber goes along in the sale. Or he sold it after he gave birth, so the uber was not included in the sale. But because originally I was the owner on the chamora with the uber, so I have cheskas marakama on the uber. So the Kuntres HaSvekas is of the opinion that cheskas marakama is simply chazaka nemeikor. It has nothing to do with this kind of muhsa. And the pashtus, I think, is not so. The pashtus is like the Ktzais HaChoshen writes. Cheskas marakama is another form of muhsuk. There's a muhsuk cheskas tvisa dahashto. The thing is mamish in my pocket, or it's lechse b'shusa deman kaima, it's in my backyard, so I'm muhsuk. Then there's another kind of muhsuk. It used to belong to me. Yesterday, it for sure belonged to me. So ushaliyu b'shusi. Today, it's a question, maybe the situation changed. So it's also considered a form of a muhsuk. It's also considered b'shusi, because it used to be b'shusi. So cheskas marakam is another form of muhsuk. Then there's a third form of muhsuk that the Gemara calls on the first daf in Bava Metzia, on that base and base, the Gemara calls it drora de mamayna. What does it mean, drora de mamayna? So Rashi has a difficult shot there, but we usually learn like Tosfos. Tosfos is there, and Tosfos in other places says, drora de mamayna means it's a sofik lebezdim beloitan is same. What do the words mean, sofik lebezdim beloitan is same? So it means The two parties are fighting with each other. I give my version of the story, you give your version of the story. So the parts of my version and your version, they contradict each other. That's called the tainus, tainus saying. But there's part of the story that don't contradict each other. So that said, if you delete from my taina and from your taina the parts of the my version, your version of the story that we contradict each other, you just accept the rest of the story. So Bezdin already sees that there's a suffix below taina saying, even without their clashing. We see for sure that it doesn't belong to anybody else, either belongs to me or to you. Bezdin already sees that there's a possibility it's mine, there's a possibility it's yours. In that case, Tosis writes in Bav Metzian, Kufta Zayin and Beis, that's considered Muchzik L'Shneim B'Shovim. It's either mine or it's yours, and it doesn't belong to anybody else in the world. If Stam a thing, I say it's mine, you say it's yours, and there's no background, so it could be that we're both lying. Could be it belongs to someone else. So that's not called Drodem Mine. Drodem Mine is if you take the part of this, my version and your version, if you delete the parts where we contradict each other and you accept the rest of the story, so based on the rest of the story means that it doesn't belong to anybody else in the world. It's either mine or yours or no one else's. So Tosfos shows in the Gemara, the end of the first Amud in the last Perek in Bava Metzia, that's called Muchzik L'Shneim B'Shovim. So the Gemara seems to have a klal. What if you have a cheskas tvisa dehashta that contradicts the cheskas marakama? So then the marakama doesn't play a role. If you have one form of muchzuk, you have two forms of muchzuk on the case, and one is clearly stronger than the other. Cheskas tvisa dehashta is stronger than cheskas marakama. So then it's not considered a muchzuk kenegin muchzuk. The cheskas marakama, you just ignore it. So what if you have a conflict between Cheskas Marakame and Dror de Mamayna? Dror de Mamayna is also a form of Murzokas, Murzok Lishneim B'Shove. So that's the Gemara said, that is the Machloikas, Sumchas and Achachamin. Which of the two forms of Murzok is stronger? If it's a clash between Cheskas Tvisa Dehashta and one of the other two, Cheskas Tvisa Dehashta is stronger. But if you have a clash between Marakame and Murzok Lishneim B'Shove, so Sumchas thinks that Dror de Mamayna is a stronger form of muchzuk. So that's why it's yachloku, because muchzuk l'shneim b'shove. And we pass like the chachamim that the cheskas marakame is a stronger form of muchzuk than the form of muchzuk of Dror de Mamayna. The Gemara in the first staff above Metzian, that base on the base, isn't sure exactly what the sumchas disagree, what nekuda does he disagree with the chachamim. The first the Gemara has a machlokes hamarayim. So the first Amara says the only time Sumchas says Mamon Amuta b'safik cholkin is when it's Shema v'Shema, because Sumchas Tosis later in Bav Metzia explains it. Tzadik Bav, I think, Tosis explains it. Sumchas is of the opinion that a muchzik with a tiny Shema is not called muchzik. That's a person is moitzei haveda. I found an haveda. I know it's not mine, so I'm for sure I'm not called muchzik. So what if I'm holding on to money, but I only have a taina shema? I myself am not sure if I have the right to hold on to it. I don't have a taina zbori. So Achrayim have a klal. The Ksois quotes Achrayim have a klal that a suffik muchzak is not called muchzak. So Simchas holds, if I'm a muchzak, I'm holding on to the mammon, but I myself have a taina shema. I'm not sure if I'm entitled to it. So if I would have admitted that it's 100%, it's not mine, so I'm not called a muchzak. But I myself, I'm not sure if I have the right to keep it. So muchzik with a tiny shema, Simchas Hold, is not called a muchzik at all. And that's what the Chachzah, he says, Vamurutu b'sofik cholkim, no one is a muchzik. He may as well make up pshar and divide. And Acham disagree, they hold no. Muchzik with a tiny shema is called a muchzik. A sofik muchzik is not called muchzik, other cases. But a muchzik with a tiny shema is called a muchzik. So that's what the first Amora holds. And that base on the base in Bav Metzia, that Simchas disagrees with the Chachamim, if you have a muchzik with a tiny shema, Simchas holds that it's not called muchzik. Then the Gemara quotes the second Amora, says not true. That Simchas even disagrees in the case of Bari Ubari. But if he's a Bari, he should be a muchzik. So why does it say Yachloku? Why does he divide it? So the Gemara says, because you're talking about a Dror de Mamayna case. So that's the machlokes Simchas and Chachamim. If you have a Marakama that's in conflict with the Dror de Mamayna, so all three are called muchzak. Cheskas tvisa dehashta is a form of muchzak. Marakam is a form of muchzak, not like the kunshus asveikas. And Rodam Amayin is the form of Muxik. Muxik Lashnei Mishavim. So, and the klal is, whenever you have a conflict between one Muxik and the other, so the stronger Muxik wins. So that's the Nukudas going to the second Amayra. In Bava Metzia, that base on base, that's exactly the Machloikis Simchas and the Chachamim, whether which of the two Muxokim is stronger. Simchas thinks that Rodam Amayin is a stronger form of Muxik than Warakama, and we don't pass like that. We pass on Warakama, a stronger form of Muxik than draw them in mind. But these are the three kinds of muhsah. So you learn out from this pasuk, this concept. Gemara learns out from other psukim adav samach tes. Ish ki yagdish is beis hakodesh. Ma beis shaloi av kol shalom ha beis b'shusoi. The Gemara learns out two din. Ein on amagdish dov sheinu shaloi. Ma beis shaloi. And a bias, because karka ain't an exelis. If someone steals metaltalin from me, so then it shall leave Aina Bishusi. So then I cannot be Magdashin, I cannot be Mochrit, cannot be Mafkirit. I cannot ask around you, Bened. I'm not the full Bailam Ali. I need Shali Bishusi to be the full Bailam. But what happens if someone stole Karka from me? So there's Machloik Satanaim in the end of Bava Kama with the Karka and Exelus, or Karka Ain and Exelus. What do you mean Karka Ain and Exelus? You don't violate. That's the Gemara in the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin on the base after the Mishnah. What do you mean? There's no violation of a sigzol if you steal a karka. So there's such a taisus in the beginning of Perek Ezel Neshech. Taisus holds that there's no lavam zelas karka. Karka and the gzelas and not ever on the lav. Rashi and Chumash quotes with Rashi and the Rama both from the Tanoim, that in the Sifru and the Sifrei, all the Tanoim say not so, not like taisus. They say if you steal karka in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to the violation of Loisigzel or Loisignav, depending whether you did Gzela or Gneva, you'll also be in violation of Lasasa Guroyacha Menachaloscha Shatincha. If you steal Karkan Chutzlor, it's not Loisasi, it's not Menachaloscha Shatincha, but you'll only be in violation of Loisigzel. So that all the Tanoim agree that there's a lab of Loisigzel and Karka. They only argue whether Karkan and Gzelas or not, do you acquire a Kinyan Gzela or not? So Reb Lezer is of the opinion, the Tana Reb Lezer is of the opinion, Karka and Exelus, that you can accomplish a Kinyan Zela on Karka as well. And the way we paskin Aloha, Karka and in Exelus. And the way we paskin, if the Karka is stolen from me, since it's Shali, it's going to be Bishusi also. The only time it's Aina Bishusi is if the Ganav has a Kinyan Zela. That's the Gemara in the Sugya and Tok for Klein. If you have a Masusa Metalkalim, so then it's going to be Aina Bishusa if it's stolen. You have a Masusa Karka, so Karka Aina Nigzela, so it's going to be Shaliyah Bishusa. It's always going to be Bishusi. So that's where the Gemara Darshan, that's where Rabbi Yochanan Darshan, it's my base of Bishusa, I've called Bishusa. You're only considered a full Bailam if it's Shaloy Bishusa. Karka is always going to be Bishusa because Karka Aina Nigzela. So that Pasik tells us, Ishki Agdish is base of Kurdish, my base of Shaloi Bishusa, of course Shaloi Bishusa. That teaches us the klal that in order to be considered a full bailam, you have to have Shaloi Bishusa. And this pasuk, Mibal Dvarim Yigash Shaleim, so the Torah Shabbal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. The Pshutos on Mikra just says, I'm going away for 40 days, I'm going to the mountains, and I'm leaving the assistant rabbi, and he should paskin all the din of Torah. That's the pasuk Pshat. But the Torah Shabbal Peh interprets the pasuk differently. Yigash means Yagish Raya Aleim. It tells me the din of Hamotz Machaver Olav Haraya, that if someone is in Muchzak on Mamet, if Yisrael is Muchzak on Mamet, it's Bishusai, so the burden of proof is on the Toiveya. Where do you see that this is relevant? So the Gemara has before Chav Zainan and Begs, the Gemara has the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara quotes it briefly. With a hoch of a moment achar harayv, can you be moitzi moment based on a rayv or not? So we paskin, no, ain hoch of a moment achar harayv. Why? So the Gemara says, when do you follow rayv? It's a veheter. But in dinim moment is you don't follow rayv because of this klal. A moitzi machaber all of haray, you need a raya alimto. That's what Rabbi Shimon Shkop quotes in the Sharia. She quotes from the Kesef Nivcha. Kesef Nivcha is a sefer that they used to use in Europe when they used to learn sugyas. Some in Hungary, they didn't go straight up, based up, gimel, up, down. They used to learn sugyas. All the places where this topic appears in Shas, they would learn the whole sugya. So they used to use the Kesef Nivcha. He quotes all the sugyas. He quotes all the sugyas and all the Shvei Rambams and all the Mishlam Melos and all the Merkevas and Mishnas. It gives you all the Marmukamas for each sugya, all alphabetically arranged, like an encyclopedia of famous sugyas. So that's Rav Shimon Shkap quotes from the Kesef Nivchar. This pasuk teaches us this din, Hamotze Machaver, all of Haraya, you need a Haraya with a Hey Hayidiyah. Araya alimta. So true, Roiv is araya. Roiv is good in Issa Veheta, but Roiv is not good lahotzi mamon from a muchzok, because you need a raya alimta. So this din of muchzok is relevant when you get to Roiv. Where else is it relevant? A difference between lahachzik and lahotzi. The Tosafot on the first daf in Bava Metzia has a famous klal. The Ramban disagrees with Tosafot, but the Tosafot, the Shach Paskin is like Tosafot. That miga lohaitzi le'aminu. Miga is only good lahachzik if you're muchzak on the moment. Miga lohaitzi would not be good. Where else do you find the difference between lahachzik and lohaitzi? Because the person is a muchzak, so you find the difference b'negeh to eid echod. Rabbi Chana Vassman has a beautiful sefer on Yevamos, the Kovetz Ha'oris. So he points out, in Siman Ayin Zayin, he points out that there's a machlokes, the Ran and the Ritva. The Ran is Shalobim Kama, the Ritva is Shalobim Kama. The Ran is on Chulan, Daf Tzadik Vav. Where the Ran is explicitly, the Ran holds that by Hashavas Aveda, Eid Echod would be good. Let's say I'm walking in the street, I pick up an Aveda. I don't know who lost it. And someone is hanging out the window and he says, I was watching Pliny drop the Aveda. Give it to Pliny, don't give it to anybody else. I was watching that Pliny drop the Aveda. So the only time, so the Ran and Chulin is of the opinion, the only time you have the Gzeres HaKasav that you need two Edim and Mammon, Al Bishnei Edim, Al Shlosha Edim, Yochum Dover, you have one Pasuk by Mammon, you need two Edim, one Pasuk by Nefoshes, Yumas Ameis, then you have the Gzeres HaDover, Dover, Mi Mammon, the Dover Shabierva needs two Edim. So the only time the Pasuk says that you need two Edim by Mammon, that's Lahotzi Mammon, Miyara Muchzok. But if it's not Lahotzi Miyara Muchzok, no one is muchzak in the moment over here. The Moitzi Abeda knows that it's not his. He's not muchzak. And the Eid Echad tells me whom to give the Abeda back to. So the Ran says Eid Echad is Nemna by Hashavas Abeda. That's the Ran Achulin on Daf Tzadik Vav. The Ran is coming to explain why the Gemara says that Simonim is good by Hashavas Abeda, but Simonim is no good to give by Neshmisa. Let's say the Eidim don't know who their murderer was. They just say, we saw somebody murder someone else, and the murderer has three eyes, and he has six fingers on the right hand and four fingers on the left hand. So that's a simen muvak. How many people are there in the world have three eyes on their head and six fingers on the right hand, four fingers on the left hand? It's a simen muvak. Gemara says, you can't give an inish misa based on that. You have to have three assigned. If they can't tell who he is, they don't recognize that, just not based on the simanim. Even though it's a simon muvik, but that's not good to give din in the fashas. For din in the fashas, you need edim, and edim have to say with a tviya sign. That's not called haggadah seiris. So how come simonim is good by hashavas aveda? When is it good? When is it no good? What's the klal? So the Ran explains, whenever you have a gzeris hakasav that says you need two edim, anything less than edim is not acceptable. So you have a pasuk that says that by nefoshes you need to aid him, by mammon is lahotzi mammon, by adam muchzik you need to aid him. By Hashavas Aveda, eid echad is good. So if eid echad is good, so there's no gzeres hakosav, then anything less than shnei aidim is no good. Simanim is good. So the Ran holds the beferish that eid echad is good by Hashavas Aveda. And then the Ritva is also shalobim kama. The Ran is shalobim kama, the Ritva, said him. Rabbi Chana Vassman quotes in the Kovetz Ha'oris, he quotes the Ritva is in Gittin. There's a sugi in Gittin, the Shaliach La'Halacha is supposed to deliver the get, and he lost the get. And then he finds the get. So Gemara has a whole discussion. Can he identify the get? He remembers the name of the husband, the name of the wife, the name of the city. Maybe the Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Maybe the two people in the same city. Maybe this get was written for the other couple. How does he know for sure that if he finds the get in his own suitcase, he just he misplaced it. So that he only had one get. He was taking that one get to give the get to this man's wife. But if he finds a get in the street, so the Gemara has a whole discussion, is that enough? Is that considered a siman muvak or not? So the Ritva has a comment on that Gemara. It should have been somewhere, the Rishonim should have discussed it in Eil HaMetzias, whether Eid Echad is good by Hashavas Aveda. You don't have it there. And Mahana quotes the Ritva there, says Beferish, a tzurva midrabbanon who tells me with a tviya sign, that's my aveda, give it back to me. So that's a pasuk that he's neman. That's neman is baldin b'tainasa. He tainas that it's mine. But if he's not saying it's mine, he said tzurva rabbanon comes and he says it belongs to Pliny. That the Ritva says you wouldn't believe him. In each neyedim b'dinim mamonis, even though it's not lahotzi mamon miyad amuksa. So according to the Rando, you have a difference between lahachzik and lahotzi minigyet to eid echod. Then you have negate to Bori Vishema. The Gemara in the first Perek in Ksuba says that Machlekes Amaroyim, we pass in Bori Vishema la Bori Odef Lahoitzi. If it's not Lahoitzi, it would be good. If it's Lahoitzi, it's no good. Ein Holch Maman Acha Haroyb is also only Lahoitzi Maman from a Muchzak Roib is no good. Lahachzik it is good. Let's have a Hashavas Aveda. You have a lot of Mishnais in Bob Metziah. I pick up an Aveda. I'm not sure who dropped the Aveda. Let's say I find a shtar that says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Who dropped the shtar? Did the Malva drop the shtar? Have to give it back to him? He should be able to collect the money. Or did the Loive pay up the debt and he dropped the shtar? Maybe he already paid the Choyv. Whom do you give it back to? So the Gemara says you give it back based on the Ubdin. If you have a Reuven, the Leisa come on who dropped it. So you go Basar Roiv. I and Hochem Imam and Achar Haroiv. So the Rishonim say no. And Hochem Imam and Achar Haroiv is only Lahotzi Imam and Miyad HaMuchzok. But if it's not Lahotzi Miyad HaMuchzok, so then Roiv is good. All the differences between Lahachzik and Lahotzi are all based on this Gzeres HaKosov. That there's a concept of Chazoke, of Muchzok. Whoever is Muchzok on the Mammon has the right to keep, to hold on to it. The Gemara has later in Bava Kamma is also a din. You can't be mekabel eidu shaloi bifnei baldin. So the Gemara says that's only if the eidim are going lahotzi mamon from the baldin. The eidim are saying that he owes money. So then you have the pasuk vuhad bevolov. You have to have kabbalah seidus bifnei baldin. But if the eidim are saying lahachzik, that he has the right to keep, to hold on to the mammon, the Gemara says that eidus he can be mekabel shaloi bifnei baldin also. Also a lot of chilukim between lahachzik and lahoitz. So this is a very important Gemara. Shimon Shkab disagrees with that Pnei Yosef. Shimon Shkab is of the opinion that everything is a svara. You don't need any psukim at all. Then he gets stuck with the Rishonim at the end of the first Perek in Ksubas, that all the Shittim Kobetzes on Tezvavam and Beis quotes all the Rishonim say that by Nochrim, you can't be Moitzi Mammon based on a Roiv. So if it's a Svara, why should it be a difference between Nochrim and Yisrael? But the Pashta says that it must be a Gzeres HaKosov. And all the details are Machlokes, Tanoim and Amaroim, to what extent do you apply this Gzeres HaKosov? That the one who has, the one who is Muchzak on the Mammon has special Skusim on the Mammon. The Tosfos on Amud Aleph, on Vav Amud Aleph, is a very famous Tosfos. The big Tosfos, Afilu Nizugayim Bori. So Tosfos refers to the din of Mitoch Sheini Ochel Yishov and Mishalim. That's a machlokes in the end of Shavuos, the machlokes Rabbi Seinishe Bebovel versus Rabbi Seinishe Beretz Yisrael. So we paskan there is such a din, Mitoch Sheini Ochel Yishov and Mishalim. So Tosfos, what's the case? I say, I lent you $1,000 and you didn't pay back. So you say, Chamshen Yedaina, $500 I remember, I owe you, this might have been mixed, V'chamshen Lo Yedaina. The other half of the money he doesn't remember if he borrowed or not. So if he would have said, I borrowed half the money I borrowed and I owe you, and the other half I never borrowed, or he would say, I paid back half, now you owe the other half, that would be a motive and mixes, he would be chayv v'shvua. If he says, half of the amount I know that I owe you, the other half I don't remember. So if he says, I don't remember any odeya, so he bori v'shema is no good lahotzi. So he doesn't have to pay. The half that he doesn't remember, he doesn't have to pay. But since he should have been a motive b'mitzas, so he's mechuyev shvuah. So the Gemara says, "Mitoch sheni ochel yishova mishal." He can't swear lo yedaina. The whole idea of a shvuah is to be mevar what the facts of the case are. He's going to swear on the sefer Torah. He's going to put his hand on the Bible. He swears to tell the truth and then about the truth. Then I don't know. So that's not called the shvuah. So the Gemara says, we pass on halacha if he says chamshin yedaina, chamshin lo yedaina, half of it I don't remember. Mitoch sheni ochel yishova mishal. So Tosis says, why shouldn't it apply here? Many cases like that. So Tosis has one sheet that's a machlokes and rishayim. Tosis in the beginning above Mitzir does not agree, but this Tosis holds. The only time you say chamsh, the only time you say mitoch sheni ochel yishov and mishalem, if it's havel el meida, why should it make a difference havel el meida? So the Ravid, when the Rambam quotes this din mitoch sheni ochel yishov and mishalem, the Ravid throws in an expression. He's explaining what the din is based on. So he says, if the I come and I say, I lent you $100. You say, $50 you remember, the other $50 you don't remember. Isn't it your responsibility to remember whether you owe me money or not? What kind of Baba Maisa is that? Cham Shalei Dainer said, the Ravid writes a Lashon, it looks, you get the impression as if he a Rumi Komarim. It looks as if the guy is a faker. The guy says, I say, I lent you $100, you never paid it back. Okay, Clark. And then you say, yeah, $50 you remember, the other $50 you don't remember. How come you don't remember? It's the Chavel Alameda. So one gets the impression it's if it's like a Ruba de Leisa Kamon that he's lying. But you can't be Moitzi Mammon based on a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. That's the din of Helchma Mammon Achar Haroiv. So that's what Tosis learns Pshat in the din. Mitoch She'ene Yochel Yishova Mishalem. There's a line missing. What it really means, whenever the Torah says, if you want to continue holding on to your money, you have to swear. So that means that you lost your Merzokas. You're holding on to money in your bank account, in your pocket, you have a pocket full of money, so you're muchzik on the money. But if the halacha says you only have the right to hold on to the money if you swear, so cause money you didn't swear, you're not called a muchzik. So if you're not called a muchzik, then roiv would be good to be mochi mammon. Roiv is no good by mammon and hoch mammon achar roiv because the other, lehoitzi is no good. If it's not lehoitzi, it would be good. So usually a person holds on to his money, and he's a muchzak on the money. Here, mitoch sheni yochel yishava, ein lo din muchzak. If ein lo din muchzak, then since it's havel el meida, it looks like yirumi kemarim. The umdinah is that he's telling a lie, but you're not moitzi mammon based on an umdinah. But over here, because it's not a muchzak, so that's why you're moitzi the mammon. That's what Tosis seems to hold over here, like that Ravid. The Tosis in the beginning above him, it's here, there's the kasha over there. The Gemara then Bob Metzia quotes the Mishnah in Shavuos that if I'm tover you, let's say Shavuos Eidech and Shavuos Meidah Mitzvahs, and you're a ganav, so they can't trust you with a Shavuah. So the Gemara says Shekeneg the Nishba Minaitel. So then I have to swear and win the case. So that Nishba Minaitel only exists midirabban on the level of the Raisa. That's the name of the Perek. And Shavuos called on Nishbayim Shabbatar Nishbayim V'Loi Mishalmin Ve'elu Nishbayim Minotel. The whole concept that Nishbayim Minotel only exists mid the Rabban. On the level of the Raisa, you never have a Nishbayim Minotel. So what's the Din Min HaTorah? So Tosis claims the Din Min HaTorah was Mitoch She'ni Yochel Yishov HaMishal. You have no, it's not Havel El Meida. That's in disagreement with that Tosis. That Tosis holds the only time you say Mitoch She'ni Yochel Yishov HaMishalim is if you have a Ruba Delesa Kamon that the muchzik is lying. So because he's mitoch shen, he's mechuyif shvua, because he's mechuyif shvua, he loses his status as muchzik. So therefore rob is good to be moitzi, because it's not lohoitzi from a muchzik, it's not called muchzik. But the Tosis there holds, no, that's a din, that's the nature of the chiyif shvua. Whenever you have a chiyif shvua, that's a mitzvah shvus, shvus eid echot, shvus Hashem may not be the same, because it's a different kind of a shvua, but shvuas eidecha, shvuas might have a mixer. That's the definition of the chiyuv shvua. Either you swear or you pay. If you don't swear for whatever reason, then you have to pay. That's the Tosis sheet there in Bava Metzia. But our Tosis holds not so. That this klal mitoch sheni yochel yishova mishalem is a kitzer. What it really means, mitoch sheni yochel yishova, mitoch she mechuyev shvua, and he didn't take the shvua, so he loses his status of muchzok. Because you have no right to hold on to the money unless you swear. So then you're not called a muchzok. So since he's not a muchzok, and it was havel el meida, and it looks like irumi kamarim, it looks like he's telling a lie, so then the roiv is good, lahotzi mam, because it's not really lahotzi. There's a Tosis in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadik Vav, but Tosis says, the machlokes amaroim, where the bori b'shema, we pass the bori b'shema, la bori yorif lahotzi. It's only good lahachzik, it's not good lahotzi. So Tosis says, that Simchas would disagree. Simchas would hold that Borei Hashem is even good. Simchas has to hold like that Amora, that Borei Hashem is good even Lahotzi. Why is that? So Tosis explains why. We understand why. Because the Gemara and Bava Metzia, the Beis and Beis, had two versions. What exactly is the machlokes between Simchas and Achacham? So the first version in the Gemara was that the only time Simchas says Yachlok or Mamon Amud Vesafik Cholkim is when it's Shema of the Shema. Because Simcha holds that a muchzik with a tiny Shema is not called a muchzik. So if you have Bori b'Shema, so the Shema is not a muchzik. So he's not a muchzik, so Bori is good. Of course Bori b'Shema is good. Bori b'Shema should always be good. It's no good lahotzi, because you have Xeris HaKosva, Motzim Machaber, all of Arayat. But if Simcha holds that the muchzik with a tiny Shema is not called a muchzik, so Bori b'Shema is going to win. So the whole machlokes hamaroyim, whether Bori b'Shem is good lahotzi or not, is on the assumption that we're not accepting, we're not paskening like Simchas. Once you hold like Simchas, it has to be Bori b'Shem is Bori Arif, even lahotzi. The Gemara in Ksubas that we mentioned before, Yudeis on the Beis, the Gemara in Ksubas says that Bori b'Shem is no good lahotzi mamon b'yad ha-muchzak, because you have this Gzeres HaKosuv, ha-motzi machaver olav haray, because he's a muchzak on the mamon. So the Pnei Yeshua there has a very famous kasha. If the whole reason why Bori b'Shema lav Bori Odif lahotzi is because the other fellows are muchzok, so what about by Hashavas Aveda? The Motzi Aveda knows that the Aveda is not his. And that's what the Rishonim say, why is Rov good by Hashavas Aveda? Because no one is a muchzok. It's that the Rov is not taking away from the muchzok. So let's say, so the Gemara has a din, if a tzurva midirabbanan comes, someone puts up a sign, I found a watch. A tzurva midirabbanan comes to me and he says, I lost the watch, let me look at the watch and I'll tell you whether it's mine or not. So the Gemara has, if he's a tzurva midirabbanan, doesn't matter really learning, tzurva midirabbanan, Gemara says, delo mishani b'dibur, he never tells a lie. He only tells a lie on the three things, b'puryu b'yushpiza, he only tells a lie when the Chacham allowed. He's always tells the truth. So then he's nema to say that's my Aveda. He can identify it with a Tviya sign. But if he's not a Tzurv Madarabon, sometimes he tells a lie as a joke. So then he doesn't have that special mnemonics of a Tzurv Madarabon Namishani Bidibure. So then you don't give him back the Aveda. He has to give Simon. If he just says, let me look at it, then I'll tell you. If I recognize it, so you don't believe him. So the Pnei Yeshua asks the kasha, why? It's Bori b'Shema. The one who found the Aveda does know who the right owner is. And this fellow claims Bori. I look at it and I say, yeah, I recognize it with a Tviya sign. That is my Aveda, belongs to me. So Bori b'Shema is usually not acceptable because it's not good lahotzi mamon from a muchzok. But by Hashavas Aveda, you're not being motzi from a muchzok. The one who found the Aveda is not muchzok on it. So that's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Why shouldn't you say that Bori b'Shema should make it that even a non-servant of the Rabbana should be Nema with the Tviya sign when he says that's my Aveda? So Pnei Yeshua blabs by a kasha. So in that kasha, because the Gemara said the Farish in Ksubis, that Bori b'Shema la Bori Yodiv is based on this, because there was a kasha about Muchzok. So by Hashavas Aveda, but Rov is good, and Eid Echad is good according to the Ran, so many differences. So the Bori b'Shema should also be good. So there's a beautiful sefer that was written that's called Yonah Selam. Bjorn Karpelov, he's the one who wrote all the notes from Rav Elbel and Soloveitchik Shiurim in Europe. He says, Nichtabai de Yud Kuf. He was killed by the Nazis. So it's because of him that we have all the notes. And Zvachim and Menachas and all the Mesichtas from Rav Elbel and Shiurim. But then we have also a thin little sefer, Yonah Selam, his Dibreter. So some of the debater he quotes Rav Baruch Ber, he learned by some, he quotes Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, and once in a while he has his own. So he has an answer on this kasha. So he quotes a Nesivis. The Nesivis says, if I'm about to pick up an Aveda, I see a big thing, I'm about to pick it up, and a guy comes over to me, he doesn't seem like a Tzurim Rabbanan, the guy has long hair and he has jeans on, he doesn't seem to be a Tzurim Rabbanan, he says, don't touch it, that's mine. That's my Aveda. So the Nesiva says, you're not allowed to touch it, he's Nema. The din, that you're not allowed to give it back unless he's a Tzurv Madarabanan, based on Tviya Sayin, that's only after you picked it up. But before you picked it up, he's Nema. Why is that? So that's what Rabbi Yonah Karpaloff explains in his Sefer. He says, because the Pnei Yeshua is right, because it's really Bari Vishema, and it's not Lahotzi. So whoever has a tiny bar, he says that it's mine. So he's Neman. The only time the din says that you're not supposed to give it back, unless it's a tzuruf min rabbanan, that's if you picked it up already. Because the pasuk, the Gemara says, on the base of an aleph above mitzia, umitzasa, how does it say in the chumash? If you're walking in the street and you find an abed umitzasa, then it says you should hold on to it ad rosh achicha osa. So the Gemara says, what do you mean ad rosh achicha osa? Of course. You want whom to give it back to. So the Gemara says, no, ad rosh achicha does mean till your fellow Jew asks you for it. Rosh achicha means you should interrogate him. Darshei shaloi hei ramai. Check to make sure that he's not a faker. So the Gemara says on the first half in Bab Mitzia, Beis Amin Aleph, umitzasa means da'asoy liyodei mashma. When you see the Aveda, that's not called, you're not called the Moitzi Aveda yet, until you pick it up. Once you pick it up, then you call the Moitzi Aveda. So this Gzeres HaKosuf of Dosheu Shalo Yehei Ramai only sets in after you pick it up. How come the Pnei Yeshua is Kash? How come you don't say Bari Vishem or Bari Odif by Hashavas Aveda? The answer is it's a Gzeres HaKosuf. It says Dosheu Shalo Yehei Ramai. So if he's Surah Mirabana Don Mishani Bidibure, Yuyotzadarshe, Shaloi Hei Rame, he never tells a lie. If he doesn't seem to be a Surah Mirabana, then there's Akzeris Akosuf, Darshe, Shaloi Hei Rame, he has to give Simonim. You don't believe him just like this. But Kozman didn't pick up the Aveda. So that Akzeris Akosuf doesn't set in yet because Umitzasa means the Asoy Liode Mashma. If I didn't pick it up, I just see that I'm not yet labeled as the Moitzehu Aveda. So I'm not the Moitzeh Aveda, then the din of Bori Vishema sets in over there. These a lot of dinim in the Gemara, all over different mesichtos are based on this Gzeres HaKosuf, that there's a concept of muchzok. There are three different kinds of muchzok, and there are many different afkaminas ledina based on the fact that sometimes the fellow is a muchzok, and you have to put it all together. Okay.
Stop.